Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Matt Giglio.
I'm Min Dong. 65 days until March Madness tips off.
65 days. I'm pissed. Not happy.
I can tell.
Not happy.
Tell the people why.
Today, it decided to downpour. I did not have a rain jacket, and I have my computer in my backpack. My computer is dead. My computer is wet. So I decided I'm using my iPad today. I also have no furniture here. I need to figure it out. But nonetheless, we keep going. That's for certain.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you get your computer fixed. I know your family listening to this won't be too happy about your computer being broken, obviously.
Very true. Very true. They will not be happy at all. But luckily for us, we are into the weekend of games. There was a lot of good games this week. Some fantastic finishes. And once again, the upsets are everywhere. We saw four of the top five teams in the AP poll upset these past couple days. So let us cover the games real quick. Would you like to cover Tuesday first?
Yes, I would love to cover Tuesday. The number one team. We'll start off with them, Purdue. They went into Nebraska and they lost by 16. Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg finally gets the win they needed. And they're looking the part. They're looking like a tournament team. They win 88-72. Number two team in the final undefeated team. They are finally been defeated by Iowa State, the Hilton Magic. Comes through. They beat Houston 57 to 53. Kentucky does win at home. Kentucky does win at home. There's a lot of background noise. It's distracting me. You good over there? All right. We'll take that as a yes. But Kentucky, they do win at home, beating Missouri by 13, 90 to 77. Duke goes on the road to Pitt. Number 11 Duke, sorry, they go on the road to Pitt, destroy them by 22. A ranked matchup. Baylor defeats BYU at home by 9, 81 to 72. This was a very close game start to finish, but at the end, Baylor does pull away at the very end. 16 Auburn escapes Texas A&M, defeats them by 11. I watched this game start to finish. It was a fantastic game, and Auburn ended the final 2 minutes on a big run. Boise State looking like a tournament team, defeating Colorado State at home 65 to 58 and getting their much needed quad one win. San Diego State, number 19, defeats San Jose State, narrowly escapes them 81 to 78. Utah State, ranked 20th, they destroy Wyoming 83 to 59. And I know DePaul. They lose. They get destroyed by Creighton, number 22 Creighton, 84 to 58. And last but not least, a game that I did also watch start to finish because I had immense money on it. You could listen to the last
Good
episode.
man.
This was the
Good man.
play. Max Asemus with the game winner to escape Cincinnati. 25 Texas defeats them 74 to 73. I know you have a lot to say on this amazing Tuesday.
Oh yeah, you kidding me? It was amazing. I definitely agree. Iowa State very impressed. We knew it would be close, but I did not think they were gonna win at home. Yeah, I mean Houston looked vulnerable. I was 12 and Iowa State, excuse me. I said Iowa State, 12 and 3 now. I'm very impressed. They continue to rise. And what's their overall record? They are, oh, 12 and 3. I just said that. 10 and 0 at home. You know, the Hilton Magic is real. Absolutely. Number 6, Kentucky. Good win. Missouri, I don't really know what's going on with them. They haven't really been good in the past 2 years or so now, I'd say. Texas, great win. Very happy. They will probably stay ranked. We'll see. Nebraska. Wow. I really can't believe that they beat Purdue this bad. Nebraska's legit, man. They might get ranked come Monday. I mean, they got a really good shot at 13-3. They're now what? I believe they're 3-1 in or 3-2 in Big Ten play, only losing to Wisconsin and Minnesota. Minnesota's not a great loss, but it's okay. Baylor, I'm surprised. I thought Baylor was going to win by a lot more, as we talked about. But we've also learned that the Big 12, anything can happen. We have learned that today, Tuesday, and we'll see in a little bit also why the Big 12, anything can happen. But yeah, shout out to Baylor, BYU. That's an okay loss. Nine's an okay a number to lose by against Baylor, especially on the road. The Rams will be unranked come Monday, unfortunately. I'm very disappointed.
I'll disagree. I think they'll still
How? No, no
it's
way.
two quad one losses. It's not like they're bad losses, and they're also on the road. You know, Utah State's ranked for a reason.
Yes.
Boise State has been hyped, has had hype coming into the season for a reason. They're both two quality losses. It's not like Boise State is bad. It's not like Utah State's bad. They're both.
Actually, true. You're right. Looking at the teams below, I know some for a fact will drop out. So I actually changed my mind. But they'll be in like the 22, 3, 4 range, I'd
I
say.
agree. Yeah.
But okay. But yeah, I mean, what else, who else didn't I cover? I mean, yeah, Utah State's legit. I mean, I'm really happy for the Mountain West still. DePaul is not good, which is sad. I don't even know what to say. I'm just sad. Duke, really good win. Pitt, man, they're off to an interesting start of the season. They're now 10-6. Not a place I thought Pitt was going to be entering ACC play. Shout out to Auburn. They're legit, man. They beat A&M, who has also fallen off a cliff since the start of the season. I'm very interested in what's going on at A&M. They're 9-6, a team who I thought was going to be really good this year. And shout out to San Jose State, man. Only lost by four. Three. I can't do math. They only lost by three. Very impressed. Very impressed indeed.
For sure. And we'll go over to Wednesday now. Even more action packed than Tuesday, I'd say. We'll kick things off with the number three team, Kansas. They went into Orlando and UCF and they lost. UCF wins this game 65-60 in an absolute shocker. Number four team in the nation, UConn, they go to Cincy and take on Xavier and they escape the Cincy Center 80-75. Number five, Tennessee goes on the road to Mississippi State and they lose by five and 77-72. Number seven, UNC goes to NC State. We had this game an upset alert, but UNC does escape 67-54. An expected result, number nine, Oklahoma goes into TCU and they lose by nine, 80-71. Not really a shocker. We thought TCU was a pretty legit team coming in. This was a shocker, though. Number 11 Marquette hosting Butler at home, and they lose 69-62. Bad loss for Marquette. And even worse news is Sam Jones is out for the season with a torn ACL. We'll go over that after I cover this. And could this team be fraudulent? They are ranked 13. It is Memphis, but they escape at home to UTSA in overtime. What a high scoring game, 107-101. And this was a complete shocker that UTSA was able to take them to overtime. But could they be fraudulent? I'll let you answer that after this. Number 15, Wisconsin does look pretty legit, though. They defeat Iowa State on the road 71-60. And a team that should be unranked come Monday. Your
Yeah,
school,
we know. We know.
number 21, Clemson. They lose by 15 to Virginia Tech. The final score, 87-72. You look miserable right now, but
Am.
there are worse results in this Wednesday slate of games.
That's true. That is true.
What are your thoughts on Wednesday?
Yeah. We were talking so much crap about UCF and then beat Kansas. Like, they lose to Kansas State on the road by
A lot,
15.
a lot.
No, 20, 25. And then you go home and you're like, oh yeah, we can take down number three Kansas. And they do. Like, what? So yeah, I definitely reevaluate them in the Big 12. I don't really know what to think in the Big 12.
No, I don't.
I mean, UCF's record is 10-4. I think West Virginia is the only like not great team in the Big 12. Same with Oklahoma State. West Virginia is 5-10.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize that.
A lot of
Yeah,
stuff, a
something's
lot of
going
weird
on
stuff
there.
going on in Morgantown. A lot of weird stuff going on with that place.
Yeah, definitely agree. But yeah, the Big 12, man, you know it's gonna be a gauntlet, and teams like UCF beating Kansas just makes it even more extreme. So we'll definitely evaluate that as we move on. Mississippi State, really good win. Must need a win for their season, I'd say. It's fortunate for the Vols. They're now 11-4. They'll drop. I don't know how far they'll drop a good amount, I'd say. They're 11-4 in the year. I mean, yeah, I know their losses are like good losses, but good stuff for Mississippi State. That's a great win. They're now 12-3. Could they sneak back in? I don't know. Their losses are still pretty bad, so we'll see. Am I staticking, or is that just me?
No, that's just you.
Okay, I guess I'm losing my mind. All right. Anyways, number 7 UNC, really good win. I thought NC State was a little bit better, but it hasn't been the case thus far. Memphis, yeah, they might be fraudulent. I'm gonna say no, but that's a very alarming overtime win against UTSA, who is 7-9. Memphis always survives close games, but sooner or later that's gonna come back to bite them. I definitely agree. It's Javon Quinierly, man. He's saving the Memphis right now. They're 14-2 because of him. If not, they'd probably be 10-6, I'd say. But I don't know. Just my thoughts. UConn, great win. Xavier held their own, only lost by 5. But Xavier's a team who, once again, I thought was going to be great this year. They've been injuries, all this tough stuff for them. It's really unfortunate to see. Good win for Wisconsin. Expected win for TCU. Marquette, man, they got to wake up. I'm very alarmed by Marquette losing 2 games in a row. Butler's a pretty solid team, but Marquette should win this game at home any day of the week. I'd probably say 9 times out of 10, Marquette wins this game at home against Butler. Very alarming for Marquette. Now, Seton Hall loss and a Butler loss. So definitely looking at that. But yeah, another great upset Wednesday, and can't be happier.
Yeah, for sure. Most importantly for Marquette, they do, like I mentioned, they did lose Sam Jones for the season with a torn ACL. And for a Marquette team that normally goes 7-8 deep, they lose a key rotational piece. What are your thoughts on Marquette for the rest of the season? What's their outlook?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see them. I'm looking at UConn last year, right? Started off the season hot, had a little cold streak, and then peaked at the right time. I still think Marquette could do that. I really do. But with this loss of Sam Jones, I don't know. It's definitely going to be something to evaluate. I don't really know. I think there'll be a first round exit, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially with Shaka Smart's tournament history, a first or second round loss is definitely on the horizon, as always, for Shaka Smart. But let's go over Thursday's ranked games now. We'll stick kick things off. Only 3 ranked games. Number 10, Illinois hosted Sparty, obviously Michigan State, and they narrowly escaped them 71 to 68. We got number 23, Gonzaga, going into Santa Clara. And for the first time in 13 years, Santa Clara has upset Gonzaga 77-76. Adama Ball with the game-winning layup to win the game. And last but not least, number 24, FAU went into Tulane and beat them by 1 on a very, very, very controversial 3-point foul call. What are your thoughts on these 3 games? These 3 games were all exciting, but
They
yeah.
were. They were. Yeah. The FAU win was lucky. That was really lucky. I'm very disappointed.
I'm
And
disappointed too. That was
Ron Hunter deserves that win. I really think he does. Yeah, that's just unfortunate for Tulane. This American Conference is weird. I mean, Memphis and FAU, presumably the top two teams. Both are struggling against teams who are not that great in this American Conference, this newly formed American Conference. I mean, you look at UAB and North Texas, they're right behind Memphis. And then FAU's right now in fourth with ECU. So Yeah, it's really interesting, this American Conference. It really is. I don't really know how to, I don't really know what to say other than we'll see what happens. That's all I need to say. But Illinois, good win. That's a alarming. Not, I don't think it's that alarming, but only winning by three is a little concerning, especially at home. Sparty, as we know, is not the Sparty that we thought at 9-7 right now. But I mean, Sparty's always going to keep it close usually, so it's okay. And Gonzaga, probably the worst Gonzaga team we've seen in a while. It has to be. I mean, you look at what Anton Watson. I mean, he is 32-9, and you guys can't win against you can't win against Santa Clara, who's 12-6. It's very alarming. It really is. Shout out to Cameron Tongue, 5 minutes. Boston guy, shout out to him.
It's an awful 5 minutes. I watched the whole game.
Well,
And
hey,
then the Gonzaga went on a run. So
just got two rebounds. That's all. I can't see the plus minus. If I did, then I'd believe you. But yeah, I'm very impressed with Santa Clara, man. The West Coast Conference is open. St. Mary's, Santa Clara are both 3-0. San Fran is 2-0. Gonzaga is 2-1. So they got some work to do. Because looking at their resumes, I don't even know if Gonzaga is the best team in the West Coast Conference anymore. I really don't. So they'll definitely be unranked come Monday. But it's really interesting to see the fall of Gonzaga so quick like that. Mark few seats. Getting hot? I think it might be.
I don't know if it's getting hot. I mean,
It's
he's
getting warm. It's
been
getting warm.
as much as I don't want to say it, he is one of the all-time greats, but
I know, I agree, but I definitely think this is something to look at.
I think he will step down when he wants to step down, just like Nick Saban did. So congrats on to Nick Saban on a terrific career, obviously. But yeah, Gonzaga is I don't even know when the last time they missed the tournament was, but man, zero quad one wins, and now they add a quad two loss to their resume, with no quad one wins, like I mentioned. The only quad one wins left for Gonzaga is two games against St. Mary's and a home and an away game against San Fran. So there's only three quad one opportunities left
That's
for
bad. That's really alarming.
Gonzaga. And assuming they split the series with St. Mary's as they always do. They probably only have two quad one. They only probably have two quad one wins at the end of the season, in my.
What seed do you think they're gonna be?
I think they're gonna be first. I think just solely on the brand name, I think they're gonna sneak in just like Syracuse used to sneak in. I think
Yeah.
they're gonna have a play-in game. I think they're the last four in my opinion.
Really, the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's tough. This is really weird to see Gonzaga like this. It really is. It's not. I mean, we both. I mean, let's be honest. We both have exclaimed we do not really love Gonzaga because of the conference they're in, and now it's finally working in our favor. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see what happens. It's gonna be very interesting for sure.
Yeah, but anyways, huge weekend ahead. Always a great weekend ahead. Today's
Always.
a little bit quiet, but there are some pretty good games. We'll go to 6:30. Indiana hosting Minnesota, and Minnesota's looking like a tournament team early. I mean, if the season ended today, if they chose teams today,
Probably good.
they will probably sneak in as an at-large team right now. Indiana, not so much, but who do you have in this one? The game is in Assembly Hall.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that statement. But this game is in Assembly Hall, so it might be tough for Minnesota on the road. Assembly Hall is a tough place to play. We've seen that. Indiana is 8-1 at home. Minnesota is only 1-1 on the road. They're on a 7-game win streak, but I think this ends here. I think Indiana wins at home.
Yeah, I think Indiana also does win at home, and I'm also, despite this win streak that Minnesota has been on, I'm not too sold on them.
I'm not either. I mean,
I'm not sold on them at all yet. So
this is
yeah,
the best we've seen them in
it
a couple of
seems.
years, probably since Marcus Carr, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and yeah, I'm taking Indiana, and I'm taking I'm taking their spread, their 4.5 spread with no hesitation either. That's my episode special play today.
Fair enough. We go to seven. We got a good A-10 matchup here on ESPN2. It is Dayton, who's 12-2, number 26 in the polls, taking on Duquesne on the road. Who do you got? This should be a very close game.
I'm going with Dayton here. I think they're the cream of the crop in the A-10. And Duquesne, they've looked pretty awful in conference play, to say the least. That didn't look too
That is
good.
true. Yeah, I mean, what are they in conference play? They're 0-2. They were 9-3, now they're 9-5. Loyola Chicago and UMass are the losses, and the UMass one was not pleasant. And Dayton did beat UMass by 4. So logically, you would pick Dayton. I also will pick Dayton, but I think it will be a closer game than expected.
Yep. And next up, 9:30, another Big Ten matchup. Iowa, who's not looking too good, they host Nebraska. And because this is a Big Ten home game, Iowa is at home, and Iowa is favored by 4.5 points. So we have to cover this one. Who do you have in this one?
So you're just gonna skip to the Paul game like that?
Yeah, this it's a bad
I'm
game.
kidding. It was a joke. Good Lord, it was a joke. yeah, I'm taking Nebraska. I know Big Ten home games. I know the stats behind that are really good. But Iowa's not that good this year, man. 9-6. They've already lost at home, I believe, to Michigan. And that's not a great loss at home. That's the only loss at home, I'm pretty sure. I'm fact checking real quick. And oh, they also lost Oklahoma at home. Oh, never mind. That was a neutral place. But yeah, I'm taking Nebraska on the road. I think Nebraska has a chance to get ranked if they win this game. I'll say that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going Nebraska as well. And one thing I noticed, this ridiculous over-under line, 166.5 for a Big Ten game is,
That's going under.
it's just like Kentucky and Florida go 170.5. I mean, that one covered me miraculously, but like
This one won't.
that is just insane. I mean, I've never seen like lines so high, like point totals so high until this year.
New game, man. It's a new game out there. But yeah, final game of Friday tonight, 10:30. Nevada, 15-1, also have a chance to get ranked come Monday. Take it on Boise State, who just knocked out Colorado State. Do you think Boise State knocks off another heavy hitter in the Mountain West?
Yeah, I have a feeling they do. I think they pull off the upset on the road today. I mean, both these teams, this is a quad one game, regardless of the result. So
Yeah.
whoever wins is getting a quad one win. That's how good and how deep this Mountain West is. But yeah, give me Boise State on the road. I have a feeling.
Fair enough. I mean, looking at the Mountain West standings, I know it's only a small sample size, but one of these teams is going to be 3-0 alongside San Diego State and Utah State. Colorado State's 1-2. New Mexico's 1-2. Yeah, it's very interesting. UNLV is up there as well, 1-1, which is not bad right now. I know their record's 8-6, but that's not bad. They play the Rams soon, I believe. But I'm going to take Nevada. I think Nevada's legit, and they're at home, and they've only lost one game this year. Who is their loss to? You know,
TCU. Wait, no. Clemson. Who is it to? Let me think.
ooh, I just whoa, that's not expected. I didn't know it either. I was looking at the schedule.
Give me a conference.
I'll give you a conference. It is the MVC.
It Bradley?
No.
Indiana State?
No.
Is it like a team that I shouldn't
Yeah,
expect?
you should know this, yes.
It's not Drake. It can't be Drake.
It is Drake.
Is Drake? Okay.
They lost by like 20 to Drake, which is in a
Wow.
Jack Jones, the Jack Jones class. Remember the Jack Jones classic? But yeah.
Interesting. I
I
mean,
know. It is interesting.
that's not really a bad. That's probably a quad two loss come March, but that's not going to affect them much if
No, I agree.
they fare well in the Mountain West. But let's go to Saturday where I would just be on my couch the whole day. I mean,
That's my plan.
it's unfortunate that football does conflict with some of these games because this is just a terrific slate of games, which I'll probably be watching because the Steelers don't play until Sunday. So this probably is a college basketball day for me. I don't really care about football other than my primary focus is the Steelers when it comes to football. Everything else is college basketball. But we'll start off with the noon game. Georgia hosting number 5 Tennessee. Who do you have in that one?
I got Tennessee in a bounce back. Georgia is 12-3, though. I did not know that. Something to monitor. They are 2-0 in conference play, beating Arkansas, who another team is. What's going on with Arkansas? And Missouri, another team that I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I'm taking
Yeah,
Tennessee.
two poor teams that Georgia has beat, but Mike White, he's done a terrific job in Georgia. They haven't made the tournament in a while, and honestly, like, I really like Mike White. I mean,
I do too.
he got bullied out of Florida because, the fan base is just crazy there. But he did solid there, and he's doing solid at Georgia now. Unfortunately, I do not think they will beat Tennessee.
I agree. I got Tennessee. Next game, 12 o'clock, ACC showdown. Number 7 UNC hosting Syracuse. Syracuse 11-4, which is surprising considering the way they started off the season. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't see any impressive wins on the Syracuse resume. I'm going with UNC, especially at home here.
I agree, but Syracuse, I know they started out the season slow. I don't know. They seem to be coming back. I don't know. They are 2-2 in ACC play, though, so I got UNC.
And a good game here. We got number 15 Wisconsin hosting Northwestern, both teams at 12-3, who will be 13-3 at the end of the game.
Very good game. Very good game indeed. Northwestern has a shot to get ranked if they win this game. They'll be 13-3. I think they got a shot. I think they're 2-1 in conference play. 3-1 in conference play. Wisconsin, 4-0 conference play. The only team undefeated so far. Since they're at home, I'm gonna take them and stay and go 5-0 in conference play.
Yeah, Wisconsin is rolling right now. I think they're one of the best teams right now. I mean, they're looking real good,
They
and
are.
yeah, they're
I'm
looking
happy.
they're excited to watch. I'm not gonna lie, I'm taking Wisconsin here as well.
Makes me happy. Makes me happy indeed. Let's go to we'll stay at 12 o'clock actually. Big East game, Seton Hall and Butler, both 11-5. Who do you got?
I'm taking Seton Hall. I don't. I think
We're
both
on the
teams.
road.
Yeah, I'm taking Seton Hall on the road. I mean, they've had a lot of tough wins so far. I think they're gonna have another one. I'm not sold on either of these teams if they do end up in the tournament, but I like Seton Hall a little better than Butler.
It's fair. I'm gonna take Seton Hall as well. I think they're pretty solid. They've beat Providence, Marquette. It was a close game against Georgetown. I didn't realize that, but I'll still take Seton Hall.
We'll go to 1 o'clock. We got 22 Creighton hosting St. John's. This one should be a fantastic game as well. Who do you have in that one?
Very good game. St. John's, man, pretty good. 12-4 on the year. In conference play, they are 4-1, tied it with Seton Hall, UConn, and Villanova, who plays tonight. So we'll see if they can join the 4-1s. The game is in Omaha, no. I'm taking Creighton.
Good man. I'm taking Creighton as well. And you were occupied, so I'll go again. 2 o'clock, we'll go number 3, Kansas hosting number 9, Oklahoma. Which one of these teams do you have bouncing back?
Yes, my roommates. I told them I was doing a podcast, but
Yep.
I was wrong. Is the Oklahoma Kansas game? Yeah, I got Kansas at home. No way they lose 2 in a row.
Yeah, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Oklahoma is gonna finally face the reality of Big 12 play, and I think they're facing it right now. I'm taking Kansas.
Yeah, I think Kansas will. No way Kansas has a bounce back. There's just no way. I can't
Especially
see
at
it.
home. Yeah.
I know. I can't see it, but who knows? We didn't think. UCF will beat them either, so who knows? 2 o'clock, Kentucky number 6 going to a College Station to take on A&M, who once we said like we said earlier, not looking like the A&M we thought. Who do you got?
Yeah. I'm believing in it. I'm think A&M's gonna get their win and turn their season around.
Really?
That's my, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. What the heck? They're 66% favored to win this game? No way. No way. I'm taking Kentucky. I can't. I cannot back A&M.
And just a warning, we do have 7.5 minutes left before it cuts us off. But next up, New
Right.
Mexico hosting number 19 San Diego State in a quad one opportunity for New Mexico. They cut off a poor loss to UNLV. Do you have them bouncing back?
I do. This game's at the Pit. They won this game.
I'm taking San Diego State. Their floor is just so high, and New Mexico's floor is so low. New Mexico's ceiling might be very high, but their floor is just very low, in my opinion.
Definitely agree. I definitely agree. I want to cover this Mountain West, excuse me, MVC game. Belmont, Indiana State, two of the top teams. There's always a good MVC game to cover. What do you got?
I'm doing home team here. I'm doing Indiana State. I think MVC is kind of like a mini Big Ten in a sense. The home team always has that advantage.
I don't know. Sorry, my iPad got moved. But yes, I do agree. I'm taking Indiana State.
And we may need a potential point count in this one. 215, number one Purdue hosting Penn State. We have.
Was it Purdue, Penn State?
Yeah.
Yeah, Penn State. I don't know what's going on with them this year. I got Purdue. I'm gonna go by 18.
I'm gonna go Purdue by 27.
Wow. That's kind of nuts, but oh well. Number 20, Utah State. Going to UNLV, who just took down New Mexico, like you said, and he shot UNLV. Joins the madness in the Mountain West.
Yeah, I mean, they have a pretty good, solid home court advantage as well, but I think Utah State's really good this year. I'm going Utah State.
Definitely agree. I think they could win this game. I think it'll be a close game, but I will take the ranked team in Utah State.
And UCF going for their second straight ranked win, hosting BYU. Do you have them doing that?
What time's that game?
4 o'clock.
Oh, you're just gonna skip Clemson?
Oh, it's pinned for me because BC's pinned, so it's at the top. So,
Ah, all right. I'm gonna take UCF. I think they're gonna keep riding. I'm gonna take them.
gonna take them as well. And if you want to come to the Clemson game, I'll go Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson hosting BC. They should win this game, hopefully. I might go to this game. I probably will.
We
Yeah,
should.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. I got Clemson.
Yep. And we'll go to 5 o'clock now. We'll go number 11 Duke hosting Georgia Tech. Should be an easy decision. I got, who do you have?
Didn't Georgia Tech already beat Duke this year? Or am I making that up? Am I making that up?
I need someone, but I don't know.
Yeah, they did beat Duke. I knew I wasn't making that
Oh,
up.
yeah, you have them going for the season sweep?
No, I got Duke.
Yeah, I got Duke as well.
Yeah, I was like, wait, they already played. They already playing again? Gee, the season's moving by, man. No, nah, I don't know. Whatever. That doesn't make sense. They both played four conference games and they're already playing each other again. I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Anyways, sorry. I just had a little rant there. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go to, 6 o'clock, number two, Houston. On the road again. This time is at TCU, who just beat Oklahoma. Is Houston in for a Big 12 treat, or do you think they can win this game?
Houston's there for a Big 12 treat. Give me TCU at home.
Ooh, I like it. I'm still gonna take Houston, but
That's
I do
fair.
like
That's
the call.
that is fair. I
That'll
respect
be a
it.
good game. I'm very excited for that game.
And we got number 8 Arizona traveling to Washington State. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, I got Arizona, Washington State. They are 11-5 somehow, but I'm taking Arizona for sure.
Yeah, that's in part to a pretty easy non-conference schedule, but yeah, I'm taking Arizona.
Agree. I agree. I agree. Number 16, Auburn hosting LSU. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, Auburn's slowly growing on me. I watched them play against Texas A&M. They're slowly growing on me. I'm not sold on them quite yet still. I just don't like Auburn, but yeah, give me them against LSU.
I agree. I got Auburn.
And we need a point count here. West Virginia versus number 25 Texas.
Texas by 12.
I like that number. I'm gonna go Texas a little lower. Texas by 8.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of close because on the road, but we'll see. 7 o'clock ACC. It is Miami, 11-4, taking on Virginia Tech, who's at home once again, who just beat Clemson. Can Virginia Tech turn the season around? They're 10-5, but they look pretty good.
Yeah, especially at home, I'm going to take Virginia Tech again.
I am too, and that would put them, man, 3-2 in conference play. I thought it would be a little bit better, but you never know. You never know.
Yeah, and we'll go with the 7 o'clock game. Two WCC front runners so far. Santa Clara hosting St. Mary's. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, winner goes to Seoul first place, considering what San Francisco does. I'm going to take Santa Clara at home. I think they're rolling.
I'm a big St. Mary's guy. I gotta go St. Mary's here.
We know.
We got 2 minutes left on this.
Oh, wow. 8 o'clock, number 14, Baylor hosting Cincinnati. Who do you get?
I'm gonna go Baylor at home.
Baylor at home. I agree.
And I'm gonna go back to the mountain, Missouri Valley, sorry. Southern Illinois hosting Drake on ESPN
Game.
2. What good love from
Beautiful.
ESPN showing this, especially on a Saturday.
Beautiful.
We're having that one.
I love it. Shout out to ESPN. I'm going to take Southern Illinois at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna take him too. And Xavier Johnson, he has a chance to win the scoring title this year.
Be good. I think he could indeed. Bama, Mississippi State. Who do you got?
I'm gonna go with Mississippi State.
I got Bama bouncing back.
And that should be good for Saturday. I don't see any games. The night slate's not really catching my eye. What about you?
Nothing either. Quickly goes Sunday. Rapid fire.
UConn, Georgetown, point count.
UConn.
Yeah, UConn by a lot.
By 35.
35, I agree. We got less than
24 FAU UAB.
I'm gonna go FAU.
UAB.
13 Memphis traveling to Wichita State. Who do you have?
Memphis in a close one.
I'm gonna go Wichita State take pulling off
Fair
the
enough.
yeah.
Fair enough. Final game, 10 Illinois against Maryland.
I'm gonna go Illinois.
Me too. And unfortunately, time always creeps up. But that is all we got for today's episode. Great weekend in store. So definitely tune into some games. But that is all we got. You got any final thoughts?
Go Steelers, baby.
Go Steelers. All right. That is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
Always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.